बिहारी गोपी जाना वल्लभ गिरी वरधारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जाना वल्लभ गिरी वरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरि वरधारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरि वरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय श्री प्रभुपाद की, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम Canto number 4, chapter 25, entitled Characteristics of King Puranjana. Today we are reading text 9 to 12. Text number 9. Atrate kati katayishyemum itihasam puratanam puranjanasya charitam nibodha gadato mama. Atrate katayishyemum itihasam puratanam puranjanasya charitam nibodha gadato mama. Atrate katayishyemum itihasam puratanam puranjanasya charitam nibodha gadato mama. Atrate katayishyemum itihasam puranam puranjanasya charitam nibodha gadato mama. Atrate katayishyemum itihasam puratanam puranjanasya charitam nibodha gadato mama. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. In this connection, I wish to narrate an old history connected with the character of a king called Puranjana. Please try to hear me with great attention. Purport. The great sage Narada Muni turned toward another topic, the history of King Puranjana. This is nothing but the history of King Prachina Barhishad, told in a different way. In other words, this is an allegorical presentation. The word Puranjana means one who enjoys in a body. This is clearly explained in the next few chapters because a person entangled in material activities wants to hear stories of material activities. Narada Muni turned to the topics of King Puranjana, who is none other than King Prachina Barhishad. Narada Muni did not directly deprecate the value of performing sacrifices in which the animals are sacrificed. Lord Buddha, however, directly rejected all animal sacrifice. Srila Jayadeva Goswami has stated, Nindasi yajna vider ha shruti jatam. The word shruti jatam indicates that in the Vedas, animal sacrifice is recommended, but Lord Buddha directly denied Vedic authority. In order to stop animal sacrifice, consequently, Lord Buddha is not accepted by the followers of the Vedas because he does not accept the authority of the Vedas. Lord Buddha is depicted as agnostic or atheist. The great sage Narada cannot decry the authority of Vedas, but he wanted to indicate to King Prachina Barhishad that the path of Karma Kanda is very difficult and risky. Foolish persons accept the difficult path of Karma Kanda for the sake of sense enjoyment, and those who are too much attached to the sense enjoyment are called mudhas, rascals. It is very difficult for a mudha to understand the ultimate goal of life. In the propagation of Krishna consciousness movement, we actually see that many people are not attracted because they are mudhas, engaged in fruitive activity. It is said, Upadesho hi murkhana prakopayana shantaye. If good instructions are given to a foolish rascal, he simply becomes angry and turns against instruction instead of taking advantage of them. Because Narada Muni knew this very well, he indirectly instructed the king by giving him the history of his entire life. In order to wear a gold or a diamond nose pin or earring, one has to pierce the nose or ear. Such pain endured for the sake of sense gratification is endured on the path of Karma Kanda, the path of fruitive activity. If one wishes to enjoy something in future, he has to endure trouble in the present. If one wants to become a millionaire in the future and enjoy his riches, he has to work very hard at the present moment in order to accumulate money. This is karmakandiya. Those who are too much attached to such a path undergo the risk anyway. Narad Muni wanted to show King Prachina Barishad how one undergoes great troubles and miseries in order to engage in fruitive activity. A person who is very much attached to material activity is called Vishayi. A Vishayi is an enjoyer of Vishaya, which means eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Narada Muni is indirectly indicating through the story of King Puranjana that eating, sleeping, mating and defending are troublesome and risky. Shishradha Vrindavan Bihari Shigauranga Mahaprabhu ki. The words itihasam, history and puratanam, old, indicates that although a living entity lives within the material body, the history of the living entity within the material body is very old. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Anadi karma phale padi bhavar navajale taribare na dekhe upai. Due to my past fruitive activities, I have fallen into the water of material existence and I cannot find any way to get out of it. Every living entity is suffering in this material existence from past activities. Therefore, everyone has a very old history. Foolish material scientists have manufactured their own theories of evolution, which are simply concerned with the material body. But actually, this is not the real evolution. The real evolution is the history of the living entity who is Puranjana, living within the body. Srila Narad Muni will explain this evolutionary theory in a different way for the understanding of sane person. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pango Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvasva Padam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadramada Shri Madratna Gara Simhasanastho Shri Madradha Shri Lagovinda Devo Prishthali Bhi Sevyamano Smarami Shri Manra Sarasarambhi Vamshi Vata Tatastitha Karshan Venu Swanir Gopi Gopinatha Yashriyestuna Tapta Kanchana Gauran Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Varshabhanave Deve Daitaya Kripabde Krishna Sammandha Vidnyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadhya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namastute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Shri Rupanuga Virudhapa अपसिद्धांत ध्वांत हारिणे नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षाद वैराग्य मूर्तये विप्रलंब रसांबोधे पादांबुजायते नमः नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगवरायते गौराविर्भाव भूमेस्त्वं निर्देष्ट सज्जन प्रिया वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथ यते नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर वासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यं हरे कृष्णा सो आई बेग ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज असेंबल्ड टुडे इज अ वेरी वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे because we have Shri Ram Vijayotsav Dashera today. And in that also, for the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, this is again a very, very important day because our Adi Acharya, Shripad Madhvacharya, has appeared. And also it is mentioned, this is the day when he took sannyas. And on this beautiful occasion, we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, a very beautiful story from fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the story of Puranjana. Actually, the story is being narrated by Srila Narada Muni to one of the descendants of a great Mahabhagavat, Dhruva Maharaj. So today we have to discuss the glories of so many devotees, starting from Narada Muni, then descendants of Dhruva Maharaj, then Lord Sri Ram performing this wonderful pastime today of killing the Ravana, and also the glories of Srila Madhvacharya. And along with that, the glories of Srila Prabhupada as well. Because if we want to see the story of Puranjana in one line, why this story is being narrated by Srila Narada Muni to Prachina Parishad? Because he's a great descendant of Dhruva Maharaj. And as soon as this devotee of the Lord, Narada Muni, he speaks about, the, one of the very prominent characteristics of Srila Narada Muni is, he is a great teacher, a great preacher. And I was just reflecting because somehow I got a small time of profession to teach in, to some students. So generally in the college, no, they have, we, if you are a teacher or a professor, they always review. And based on the teacher's performance is judged on based of students' remarks. So in the colleges, no, like we judge students by taking their exams. The teachers are also, no, they are reviewed, they are rated. And then in that, so it is said, who is a good teacher actually? So generally, if you teach any mass, any students in a class, say a set of students are in a class, there will be always some students, even if you don't teach anything to them, they will understand the subject. Now, because we are Puratana, this first verse is we are Puratana, means the Jiva is called Puranjana or a Puratana because we have an old history. The Lord is Adi Purusha, but the Jiva is also called Puratana because we carry the baggages, their memories, our past deeds with us. So some students, without even teaching, they will understand the subject matters. There are some students, if you put little effort, they will understand. But there are some students, specifically, if you, we all see in class, colleges, not all backbenchers are poor in studies, but generally those are not interested, they will sit, you know, they will be the backbenchers. So the good teacher is estimated if he can create interest in such students who are not at all interested in subject. That is called a good teacher. And that's how we all might have experience that whom you rate as a good teacher in your life, who can really connect you to the subject, who can really take you deep into the subject, isn't it? And we could see this wonderfully in the character of Srila Narada Muni. So he's a very good teacher because Who all are his disciples? Yes, the great Mahabhagavata, like Dhruva Maharaj's disciple. But how does he taught him or teach him or transformed him? The first meeting, he took an exam for Dhruva Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj qualified the exam and he gave the direct knowledge to him. One more was there, Mrigari. How he transformed the heart of Mrigari. And he delivered is the disciple. There are many wonderful Prahlad Maharaj. The direct highest knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken to him when he was in the womb of mother. Not only that, Haryashwas, the Daksha sons, they were delivered by Sri Narad Muni. Such an expert teacher that what would appeal to the audience, what would appeal to a disciple, accordingly he will present a subject and he will transform the heart of that person. That's why Prabhupada very nicely mentioned one of the Sanskrit, what is it, Subhashitam, Upadeshohi Murkhanam Prakopayana Shantaye. Even if somebody is a good teacher, he has a good knowledge, but if it is not presented palatably or the people is not able to accept, then what will happen? Prakopayana Shantaya. In spite of taking our message, the person will run away. That's why often it is said, Krishna consciousness has to be presented in a palatable way where people can accept it. And this is a wonderful example of Sri Narad Muni. Now in this particular episode, what Sri Narad Muni is doing? So, he is giving Krishna consciousness, direct Krishna consciousness to Prachina Parishad by bypassing his false ego. It was very nicely mentioned in the purport that how the people who are so much engrossed in material activities, they want to hear more about the material activities. Isn't it? That's why it is said, no, Mahabharata. Mahabharata, sometimes people likes. Why? Because so many stories, fighting, politics. But in that, the jewel, the highest jewel is embedded. That is Bhagavad Gita. So Narad Muni, knowing the heart of a person who he wants to transform, he is giving such a beautiful analogy. Even though it is called an allegory, because a very nice word used by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, where Prabhupada uses the word, that allegorical presentation is, he says that, aprastut prashamsa, means something is already there, he just parallelly gives some example for that. So that is the presentation of Narada Muni for Prachina Bharishad. And Srimad Bhagavatam gives a very wonderful term now for all the conditioned jiva, we call as Nitya Baddha. So is one more word Srimad Bhagavatam is giving here, that is Puranjana. As Prabhupada at least 3-4 times mentioned this purport, this Puranjana is Prachina Parishad himself. Prabhupada didn't want to give any, you know, hidden things for us. From the beginning, he's telling whom this story belongs to, so that we can take the right message, right? So the Puranjana means, the verse word comes, Itihasam Puratanam. So every conditioned soul is Puranjana because he has his own Itihas and Puratan Itihas with him. So everyone is Puranjana. And what is Krishna consciousness? So I just thought in one line or two words, if you want to describe the story, it is making Puranjana to Brajajana. Isn't it? Transforming the heart of a conditioned soul to become a devotee. And further purports, because today we are covering the 4 purports, it will come that one of the purport Prabhupada himself write in the purport number, verse number 11. We'll revisit again, but Prabhupada writes in that purport, the travelling of Puranjana are similar to the travelling of modern hippies. So when we say Prabhupada transformed hippies into happies, that means he has transformed Puranjanas into Brajajanas. Isn't it? So it's a wonderful transformation story. So this first verse, it describes that how Narad Muni is requesting Prachina Parishad, I am going to speak you a wonderful message. And there's history to it. Huh? First of all, Narad Muni opened the heart of Prachina Parishad also. A few verses back we have seen that how when Narad Muni came to Prachina Parishad, he was engaged in doing the animal sacrifices. He showed that how the animals which he was killing are going to kill him in the future. And then the heart of Prachina Parishad got transformed. Very beautifully says, Griheshu Kata Dharmeshu. He says, oh, he understood immediately that I am the attached householder and I really want to transform. That was his qualification. And that's how now Narad Muni begins the story of Puranjana. In the first purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the great sage Narada cannot decry the authority of Vedas. So Prabhupada giving the parallels, the one great devotee of the Lord Narada Muni, He's telling the futility of karmakanda, performing these sacrifices, but he's not decrying it. What he said? It is difficult. But the Lord himself, coming in another form, as Lord Buddha, has completely denied. So two parallels Prabhupada is giving. Then recently we were discussing Krishna book, and a very beautiful episode we came, that is Narad Muni visiting Dwarka. And he saw that Lord Krishna has 16,108 queens, and he visited all the palaces, and Krishna was engaged in different activities. And one of the palaces, he was performing the sacrifice also. So who, from whom the Vedas, the sacrifice has come? From the Lord. What Narad Muni is decrying here is the futility of the activity if it is not performed for the pleasure of the Lord. Otherwise, all the activities, whether it is karma kand, jnana kand, otherwise in future purpose it says kevala vishaya bhand. But if it is performed for the pleasure of Krishna, then that becomes devotion. So what Narad Muni is decrying here is the fact that you are performing these fruitive activities for your own pleasure. So in this regard, Srila Rupa Goswami, he gives this Namashtakam. Like we are discussing now, how the Acharyas, the Supreme Lord, plans that how to reclaim this conditioned soul to take him back to Godhead. And the very important, the pleasure, the karmakanda activities or the other activities, they are full of struggles and miseries and difficulties. But the life of Krishna consciousness is very pleasurable. So very beautifully in Namashtakam, Srila Rupa Goswami says, if you would like to repeat, please, it's very easy. Jai Namadheya Munivrinda Geyahe Janaranjanaya Paramaksharakrite Tvam Anadarat Abhimana Gudiritam Nikhilogra Tapasa Patalim Vilumpasi. So his, this verse, because here word the Ranjana has come, and also we have seen that how Narad Muni is saying the path of fruitive activities he decries because of its difficulty and the it is perishable. But here Rupa Goswami says, Jai Nama Dehyahe Munivrinda Geyahe. So all grace to the name of the Supreme Lord. Munivrinda Geyahe. All the munis, all the great saints, they sing. And the next line is very important. He says, Janaranjanaya Paramaksharakrite. So as Mahatma Prabhu also writes in his affirmations in Japa, that how the Lord has appeared in the deity form. He said, in the beginning, people do not have faith that the deity is the Lord himself. But when Srila Prabhupada has instructed them and has gave them process of devotional service, and they have the faith in Srila Prabhupada, they started worshipping the deities of the Supreme Lord, and they got a faith, no, it is the Supreme Lord himself. Like that, he writes, the Supreme Lord who has appeared in the form of deities has also appeared in the form of sound. And that's how Rupa Goswami says, Janaranjanaya Paramaksharakrute. Now the same Supreme Lord, Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihariji, who is residing eternally in the Golok Vrindavan, has appeared in this world. Why? Parama Aksharakrute. It is not the material sound. Why? Janaranjanaya. All the activities of devotional service are for the pleasure of the soul, conditioned soul. And when it gets perfected, he will derive the more pleasure from such activities. So, Janaranjanaya Paramaksharakrute. And then he says, oh, but the conditioned soul, he is Puranjana. He does not have taste for chanting. So, how will he take benefit of this Paramakshara? He says, Tvam Anadarat Api Managudiritam. Tvam Anadarat Api. Even if somebody, Manag means very little, even if somebody without faith, like to the commentary of this verse, Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan quotes Sanketyam Parihasyam, like that. Even just by Sanketyam or Parihasyam, you chant Manag Udirete Nikologra Tapa Patalim Vilumpasi. Vilumpasi means bhag jate. All the Ugra Tapa of this material world are removed. This is the beauty of practicing devotional service. And one more verse we will take from this Namashtakam. Now, because in this purport, Prabhupada is describing that how the other paths are difficult, but the process of Krishna consciousness is perfect. So in this is the sixth Ashtakam, he says, Yad Brahma Sakshat Kritinishthayapi Vinashamayati Vinanabhogai అపైతి నామ స్ఫురణేన తత్తే ప్రారబ్ధ కర్మేతి విరోతి వేధ. సో మాధవ్ గోపాల్ ప్రూ మర్సిఫుల్లీ హ్యాస్ టాట్ దిస్ నామాష్టకం టు మీ. దట్స్ హౌ, బికాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ డిఫికల్ట్ వెన్ ఐ అప్రోచ్ దిస్. సో వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఇస్ సెడ్, యద్ బ్రహ్మ సాక్షాత్ కృతినిష్ట యాపి. సో నౌ హియర్ రూప గోస్వామి, యద్ బ్రహ్మ సాక్షాత్, ఇఫ్ సంబడీ ఈజ్ అ బ్రహ్మన్ రియలైజ్డ్ పర్సన్, కృతినిష్ట యాపి, ఆర్ సంబడీ ఈజ్ వెరీ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ నిష్ఠ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మనిష్ట ఆర్ కర్మనిష్ట, వినాశం ఆయాతి వినాన భోగే. దిస్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్, వీ ఆల్ కెన్ రిమెంబర్ దిస్. హీ సేస్ వినాశం ఆయాతి వినాన భోగే, విచ్ ఎవర్ పాత్ యు టేక్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ, జ్ఞాన, యోగ, అష్టాంగ, ఇట్ విల్ ప్యూరిఫై దిస్ మైండ్, ఇట్ విల్ ప్యూరిఫై ద హార్ట్. బట్ ద నెక్స్ట్ థింగ్, వినాశం ఆయాతి వినాన భోగే, బట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ప్రారబ్ధ వి హావ్ బ్రాట్ విత్ దిస్ బాడీ ఇన్ దిస్ కరెంట్ లైఫ్ టైమ్ విల్ నాట్ బి ప్యూరిఫైడ్ బై కర్మ, జ్ఞాన ఆర్ యోగ అష్టాంగ. హీ సేస్ వినాశం ఆయాతి వినాన భోగ, భోగనై పడేగా, యూ హ్యావ్ టు సఫర్ ఫర్ దాట్. But apaiti nama sphuranena tatte. But if somebody, here is a disclaimer, now devotees are we being practicing of Krishna consciousness, so sphuranena tatte, when the holy name of the Lord we chant offenselessly, and when sphuranena tatte, what will happen? Prarabdha karmati viroti veda, even the prarabdha karmas are removed by practicing Krishna consciousness. So not that to remove our prarabdha we took to Krishna consciousness. Our goal is prema mukhya prayojana hoy, daridra nasha bhavakshe premera phalanay prema sukha bhogya mukhya prayojana hoy, but it is side product it says. So prarabdha karmeti viroti vidhi, that is the beauty of the Krishna consciousness. So let's go to the next verse, because you have to cover 4 verses. The next verse is asit puranjano nama raja rajan brashava tasya vidyata nama ఆసిత్ సఖా అవిజ్ఞాత చేష్టిత. వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై ప్రభుపాద్. మై డియర్ కింగ్, వన్స్ ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్ లీవ్డ్ అ కింగ్ నేమ్ పురంజన హూ వాజ్ సెలబ్రేటెడ్ ఫార్ హిస్ గ్రేట్ యాక్టివిటీస్. హీ హ్యాడ్ అ ఫ్రెండ్ నేమ్ అవిజ్ఞాత, ద అన్నోన్ వన్. నో వన్ కుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ద యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ అవిజ్ఞాత. సో ప్రభుపాద్ అగైన్ గివింగ్ ద డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ పురంజన హియర్. పురం మీన్స్ విదిన్ దిస్ బాడీ, within this form enjoyer means the living entity who tries to enjoy. So two words comes here, that is Brihashrava. The soul is called as Brihashrava because he performed many tasks, and as Krishna explained in second chapter of Gita, the qualities of the soul. Prabhupada also mentioned that how na hanyate hanyamane sharire, and how the avijñata, the super soul, reside in the heart of every individual. Sarvasya chaham Sannivishto. So based on this purport, we'll discuss few points, that why, if the performing of the sacrifices is given by Krishna himself, then why they are futile. So very nicely in 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, okay, the 18 chapters are there, the middle six chapters are Bhakti Yoga. In that 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Traividyamam soma paputa papa yajnyair ishtva swargatim prarthayante te punyamasadya surendra loke ashnanti divyandi videva bhogan. Yes, Krishna has, he has given this process, but he says, Traividyamam soma paputa papa, I have given the Vedas, specifically talking about the karmas or the, performing dharmartha kama. But then the process is yajna rishtva, you perform the sacrifices, swargatim prarthayanti, you perform the yajna, you pray that I want yajna, swargaloka, te punya masadya, then collect the punya, and surendra loke, you go to surendra loke, and what you do there, ashnanti, you take the nice pleasure of, somaras or whatever is available pleasure in the swargaloka. Ashnanti divyan divideva bhogan, Krishna says. So somebody, if just take this verse of Bhagavad Gita, is inspired. Wow, let me perform the sacrifice and go there. Isn't it? But the next verse he said, Tvam tve bhuktva swarga lokam vishalam kshine punne mrtya lokam vishanti evam tre dharmyam anuprapanna gata gata kama kama labhante. So this is very important. Tvam tve bhukta, we have to understand the complete journey, because Prachina Varshi is inspired to perform sacrifices. Maybe why? Because this first verse is appealing to him. But the next verse he says, Tvam tve bhuktva స్వర్గ లోకం విశాలం. ఈవెన్ స్వర్గలోక ఇస్ విశాల్, ఇట్స్ బిగ్, బట్ క్షీణే పుణ్యే మర్త్య లోకం విశాంతి. అండ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్, యుల్ కమ్ డౌన్, బట్ కృష్ణ సీస్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ కమింగ్ డౌన్, ఇఫ్ సంబడి హ్యాస్ స్టిల్ డిజైర్, ఓకే అగైన్ త్రైవేద్య ధర్మం, యూ స్టార్ట్ కియా థా త్రైవేద్య మాం సోమపాపు, అగైన్ ఏవైతే ధర్మం అగైన్ పర్ఫార్మ్, again do punyarjan, again go to swarga. And that's how you just tasseva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate yad bhramatam upariyad. Then he says kalena sarvatra gabhira namasa, that everything is under the control of invincible time, and again one has to come back. So this avigyata, why this super soul is called as avigyata? Because he is our real friend. He is very close to us. The person who is very close to us is unknown to us. And that's why he's called as avigyata. Yesterday we were hearing to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, beautiful class. And Maharaj was telling a beautiful story. Because today is Madhvacharya's appearance. And Madhvacharya, Srila Madhvacharya is expansion of Vayudev. And Hanumanji is also expansion of Vayudev. So yesterday Maharaj is quoting about Hanumanji, that how Hanumanji was feeling separation from Lord Ram, and somebody asked, where is Lord Ram? And they told, he is in your heart. And Maharaj told, he did a surgery of his heart, like that he tear open his heart, and he could see Shishi, Ram and Sita in his heart. So Lord resides in the heart of a devotee also, isn't it? And then Maharaj told, his body is transcendental, so again it becomes normal, his heart after tearing like that. So even there's a beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada that I don't remember the name of a devotee. You know this 15th chapter, Sarvasa Chaham Hridi Sanne Vishto? That verse is described in the form of a picture in Bhagavad Gita. And it's shown that how Lord is present in everyone's heart as a super soul. And some devotee went to Srila Prabhupada and asked, oh Prabhupada, how to make a super soul in the heart? What he is doing? Is he sitting, standing, what he is doing? And Prabhupada said, okay, you go and meditate. Because yogis, they have to meditate years long, tapasya, and then the super soul is revealed in the heart. So you go and do tapasya. But then Prabhupada said, but you approach a bona fide spiritual master, immediately you can know. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. And then how Prabhupada has given the windows to super the spiritual world, that how Shirodakshaya Vishnu's expansion is present in everyone's heart, and that's how that super soul is painted. So this is the story. And recently, I met one of the very important guests, came to JEV a few days back, just 2-3 days back. I was taking breakfast with him, and he was discussing regarding Bhagavatam and super soul, and he told a beautiful story, his own personal life, that he was talking about para, apara, gyan and all, and he shared that there is one heart surgeon who has become very old now, he's in the Western world, and he told he's connected to ISKCON, but he couldn't recollect the name. So that surgeon has shared a story with him. There was 8 to 10 years old child who was undergoing an open heart surgery. And this heart surgeon is very famous. He has a very good success rate. And so he was approached for that child's open heart surgery. And this story is narrated by the doctor himself. So when he took that child for an operation, and you know they give the anesthesia, I'm cutting short the story because we're going to discuss about Madhvacharya also. So that doctor gave the anesthesia to a child, and just to check, you know, whether the I never got that experience, but Shridhari Mayapuru might know, or those who perform the operation. They have to check whether the anesthesia is working or not. So just after giving, he asked a question. Okay, would you want to ask something? Because you're undergoing an operation. And that small child, 8 to 10 years old child, is told, doctor, I've heard that people saying, my parents saying that God resides in our heart. If you open my heart, please check whether he's there or no. Or you tell me whether the Lord is there or God is there or no. And the doctor was amazed. And actually, his was a very critical case. And then doctor performed the operation. They started performing the operation. And that doctor really found it critical to operate the patient because he was really critical. And at some time he left the hope because he has a very good trained team who is always with him for his successful operations. And they all saw the case is going to be worse and we can't help, and they gave up. And immediately doctor saw after some time the heart starting palpitating again. And immediately called the team back again. And again, they start their work. And somehow, that few seconds when the heart was not working, the doctor prayed. Because the child has told whether the God exists or no in his heart. And the doctor prayed. And his heart started palpitating. And then, he became so convinced. So after the operation, he told, yes, God do exist. And he protected you. Like that. That's how when I went to Pune, because I studied in Pune, and one of the medical colleges in Pune, they have a very big letters they have read in Pimpri Medical College. We can treat, but we can't cure, like that. So this is how the super soul in the heart, if he sanctions, then things works. So this, Narad Muni is talking about the avigyata, who is very dear to our heart, very near to us, but we have forgotten him. Next verse. Verse number 12. Na sadhu meneta sarva bhutale yavati pura kaman kama kamaya mano so tasya tasyopapattaye. Translation by Prabhupada. King Puranjana had unlimited desires for sense enjoyment. Consequently, he travelled all over the world to find a place where all his desires can be fulfilled. Unfortunately, he found a feeling of insufficiency everywhere. So, very important. Now, the soul is wandering in the 84 like species, trying to find pleasure in this world. And as per the jiva's desire, the Lord has created this material world perfectly. We want to enjoy. But this material enjoyment will never satisfy the jiva. Because whatever material desires we could express, we have expressed to the Lord. He has sufficiently fulfilled that. Still, we are not satisfied. And that's how Shri Narottam Das Thakur says in a bhajan, and Prabhupada quotes in this purports, Karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevala vishera bhanda, amrita baliya eva khaya. Nana yoni sada fire, kadarya bhakshana kare, tara janma adham paite yaya, adha paite yaya. So he says, karma kanda, jnana kanda, whatever processes we follow, and perform punya arjana. You take different types of bodies. He says, nana yoni sadafire. You move in different yonis. Kadarya bhakshana kare. Prabhupada writes in purports that if you take a hog's body, we'll lead according to that. If you get a donkey's body, lead according to that. Right? So, kadarya bhakshana kare. So, we're trying to enjoy these things in the world, but we cannot find the pleasure in this world. And that's how Srimad Bhagavatam says, Labdhva sudur labamidam bahusam bhavante manushyam arthadam nityam apihadhira turnam yatetana pate danumrityu yavan nishreyasaya vishayat khalu sarvatasyat. That's why nishreyasaya vishayat khalu sarvatasyat. Because turnam pateta. Because immediately we'll be fall down from this position. This labdhva sudur labam, this important human form of life is given and we have to make use of it. One of my favorite quotes from Tukaram Maharaj also, he says, Eka Eka Yoni Koti Koti Fera Magalage Manushya Janma Savara. He says that Eka Eka Yoni Koti Koti Fera. Means it's not that many times you take many wombs, in the birth in from the wombs of many mothers, and again you continue this material existence. So Srimad Bhagavad Gita also explains that how the jiva keeps changing his body. Utkramantam sitam vapi, like vayur gandhari vashayat, that how the fragrance of the flower is carried. Similarly, the soul, it keeps on moving from one body to other. And depending on his desires, shotraha chakshus parshanam cha rasnam ghranam eva cha adhishtaya manashchayam vishyanupa sevate. Having that desire to do sense gratification, then that particular senses are given, the body is given with the subtle maya, subtle bodies, and the jivas, they enjoy. But Prabhupada writes, in other words, the spiritual spark covered by matter cannot fully enjoy the senses in any circumstance in material life. So the jiva separated from the Lord can never be happy. And that's how Krishna being merciful, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Maya mugdher jiva nahi swatha Krishna jnan jivera kripaya kaila Krishna ved puran. So Srimad Bhagavatam and the propagator of Srimad Bhagavatam is the mercy of Lord. That's how Narad Muni is preaching Prachina Bharishad. And in this purport, Prabhupada writes that how even the jiva has a desire to do sense gratification, by the sense gratification he gets bound or he became miserable. So in the purport, he writes the famous example that how a deer is captivated by a hunter by a beautiful sound, or a fish is offered a bait and then in that bait the fish loses his life, or an elephant with a strong sense of sense gratification, even though so strong, get caught. So, on this last purport, last 10 minutes, we'll discuss on this special occasion of today, in the line of this today's context. So here, Prabhupada is mentioning that how these different senses, they are the cause of, binding jiva, the desire to enjoy in this world, separately from Krishna. So, today is that day where Ravana was killed by the Supreme Lord. And the tendency of Ravana is there in the heart of a conditioned soul, because Ravana's desire was to enjoy the internal potency of the Lord. That Krishna bahir mukha jiva bhogavancha kare nikatastha maya tare japatiyadhare. When a living a conditioned soul want to enjoy separately from the Lord, it becomes the cause of his distress. And same is example of Ravana. Then I was hearing to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, this beautiful Dashara lecture, and he was mentioning that what was difficult for Lord Ram to kill the Ravana. Now we are discussing the same Lord is appearing in the heart, present in the heart of Avijñāta. So he's sitting very close to us, the soul. And he's told, even a small artery or a vein in a heart is broken, is killed. It is so easy for the Lord because everything is under His control. Mayadakshina prakriti suyate saracharacharam. Everything, not even a blade of grass moves without His permission. So what was difficult for the Lord to take so much of efforts to build a bridge, to go to Lanka. Then He stayed at another place in Lanka. He again sent a messenger as Angata to transform the heart of Ravana. He didn't transform. Then the Lord, He taking His Vanar Sena, monkey Sena, He fought with Ravana. So what was difficult for him? And this beautiful episode, the final episode of Lord delivering Ravana is mentioned in Ramayana Yuddhakand, that Ravana was so powerful, he started shooting arrows on Lord Ram, the Supreme Lord. And Maharaj was mentioning why so much of detail, this fight is mentioned or the activities of the Lord is mentioned to attract the Jiva towards him. Otherwise for him, it's a simple thing. But then he makes a sweet pastimes of exchange with his devotees, taking the monkeys together and with the help of them trying to kill Ravana. So Lord was fighting and Ravana started shooting his arrows. He threw the snake arrow, the sarpa baan, and Lord sent the Garuda baan like that. So they nicely mentioned that how different the arrows were coming and the Lord was fighting. At some point of time, Ravana became so heavy and he started shooting more arrows. And the Ravana was on chariot. Lord Ram did have chariot because he was on a vanvas. So Indra gave him his chariot. And his charioteer was Matali. So he gave his charioteer and chariot. And very nicely it is mentioned in Ramayana, Lord Ram said, "Oh Matali, please forgive me. Because you are not my servant, but still I am going to instruct you now." Like that. So this is the Supreme Lord's position. He's saying, "You are not my servant, but I am going to instruct you." And then Ravana becomes so heavy on Lord Ram. So then Matali reminded Lord that, "Oh, you got some Brahmastra, which through Agastya Muni you got it. You can shoot that arrow on Ravana." Because before that, Lord Ram was trying to kill Ravana. He chopped off one head. Again, the second head came out. Like that, the heads were coming out. Then he told Matali, "Oh, Lord, because the time is coming so close and this asura has to be killed, so use that weapon which you got," like that. And then Lord Ram took that weapon and he shooted that weapon onto the heart of Ravana. And Ravana collapsed. Ravana left his body. So this is like how there is a day when Ravana was killed. But the story doesn't end there. So what happened? As soon as Ravana's body fell down, the wives of Ravana came to know this and they started lamenting. And a very beautiful thing spoken by Mandodari on that time, "Oh dear Ravana, we are really in separation from you. We are most unfortunate you have left us. But by using the same strength of senses, austerities, you gain so much of power. And then you became intoxicated with that power. And that same senses again became the cause of your the fall down," like that. Because performing what Ravana was, even he knows the Vedas, he performed the sacrifices, great devotee of Lord Shiva also. And he was not an ordinary person. So he might have also performed some austerities. But then, just because again getting succumbed to the senses, you are killed. When Vibhishana, he laments that we many times told you, please give the chaste lady, Mother Sita, back, but you never listened to us. And that became the cause of your fall down. So we know that how this is the day also we can see Vijayadashmi is delivering the Ravana. But the another importance of this day is the day when Lord Ram meets Sita, or the reunion of Mother Sita and Lord Shri Ram. This Vijayatsav today. So many times we have heard this analogy, just for understanding's sake, that how a jiva is separated from the Lord, trying to enjoy, is succumbed to this material world. So we can say how Mother Sita, there is a Chaya Sita taken by the Ravana. So this conditioned soul, not the Nitya devotees of the Lord, but the conditioned soul in this material world are caught into the Ravana's campaign. But then Hanumanji took the message of Lord Ram. So like that, Srila Prabhupada and our parampara, and specifically today's Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya Madhvacharya's appearance, who himself is a Vayu incarnation as Hanumanji, got this message today. Today is also his appearance. So Hanumanji gave the message of Lord Ram to Mother Sita. Similarly, when the Shankaracharya's philosophy, Shripa Shankaracharya's philosophy was so prominent, and even though he was a follower, at least the Lord Buddha has rejected the Vedas, Shankaracharya has accepted the Vedas, but he propagated the impersonalism or the Mayavada philosophy. And then came Shripad Madhvacharya. So just a few stories from the life of Shripad Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya, he appeared in Pajaka Kshetra, a great devotee of the Lord, incarnation of Vayu. And Maharaj was explaining that when Madhvacharya was born, at the age of 10 or 11, he wants to take sannyas. And his parents were not ready that he should take sannyas. So then very beautifully, Madhvacharya said, okay, when you will leave me? Or they said, if you get one more son, then you can take sannyas. And there's one more story that his father has fallen on his feet, begging that you should not take sannyas. But he told, a father can touch the feet of a son only if he's a sannyasi. So you himself proclaim that now I'm a sannyasi, like that. And that's how he get another son, they get another son, and Madhvacharya is allowed to take sannyas at the age of 11. Not only that, Achyuta Preksha, who was from the impersonal school, was the spiritual master for Shripad Madhvacharya. And he never accepted the impersonal teaching of Achyuta Preksha. And being tormented in the heart, his guru said, if you have the authentic commentary, like we have Sharirika Bhashya and Vedanta Sutra, if you write commentary on Vedanta Sutra, then we'll accept. So then, at the age of 19, Shripad Madhvacharya, he barefoot, Maharaj explains, barefoot, he walked with his disciple from Udupi to Badrinath. I mean, it's difficult to go by the flight or by even this austere place. And Madhvacharya went there at the age of 19. Cut short that when Madhvacharya went to Badrinath, he closed the door, he offered prayers to the Lord. This is the place we have written the commentary on Bhagavad Gita or the commentary, and the door was closed. But he had, before publishing his commentary, he wanted to take sanction from Vyasadeva. So he sat there in the temple closing the door. 40 days he fasted, because I want to meet Vyasadeva. I want to take his approval. Then only I will publish my work, like that. So Lord inspired in heart after his 40 days fast that you walk ahead, and definitely you will meet Vyasadeva. From that Badrinath temple, he again started walking. Then there were many disciples with him. But Madhvacharya says, you cannot come with me, because he was the Vayu avatar. He could tolerate, because the place now where he is going is beyond our material sense perception as well. So there was one of his disciples, Satya Tirtha, who joined him. Because of Guru Seva, he wants to serve the Guru Maharaj. So he joined with Madhvacharya. And after the sunset, they walked again too far from the Adi Badri temple, and without any water, without any food, non-stop walking. Now, I heard many devotees, they go. This year also, one of the devotees I know, they went to Badrinath, and specifically Yamunotri is so difficult. They told you should carry some camphor with you. Difficult to breathe, such a difficult place. And so this disciple, he got completely tired. And Madhvacharya, knowing that he cannot go further, he just waved his uttari and sent back Satya Tirtha back to the Badrinath temple. Said, you go back and you wait there. Even if I don't come, don't stop this preaching mission. You should continue. If I come, I'll meet you, like that. And from there, Madhvacharya continued his journey, and he goes to the greater Himalayas, and he could meet Srila Vyasadeva, and he shows his work to Srila Vyasadeva, and Purna Pragya Bhashya on Vedanta Sutra, that is recommended by Srila Vyasadeva. And once this is recommended by Vyasadeva, the first copy of his Bhashya is sent to his guru, Achyuta Preksha. His heart gets transformed. He becomes a disciple of Srila Madhvacharya, the guru becoming disciple of the disciple. And his name is Purushottama Tirtha. Maharaj explains that he is one of the Acharya in our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So this is a beautiful, and I would like to end with a small pastime again. So please forgive me for 5 minutes. So there's a beautiful pastime. There are many, but one more I would like to mention. That if we remember Srila Madhvacharya, we remember Udupi. And if we remember Udupi, then we remember the Udupi Krishna. So how that one beautiful deities of Udupi Krishna was revealed to Shripad Madhvacharya. So Maharaj very beautifully described this story. In short, I would like to narrate that story. that Shripad Madhvacharya once was on the seashore and the bank of the ocean and, you know, was glorifying the Supreme Lord. And he has composed some Dwadasha Stotra glorifying the Supreme Lord. And he had an immense desire, you know, to see the Lord. And that time, there was one, somehow our Krishna conscious stories, Acharya stories, many businessmen are involved. So there was one more famous, like, you know, fortunate businessman. He was traveling from Dwarka towards the south. And his ship got stuck. And he had so much of wealth and jewels and so much of things on his ship. And his ship got stuck. And they were about to lose the wealth and the life as well. And Shripad Madhvacharya, he saw that. And again, he just waved his uttari. And the ship was saved. The businessman was saved. And he came to Shripad Madhvacharya and asked, "Oh, I would like to give you something in reciprocation." He told, "I don't want anything." "Oh, so where you have come?" "Oh, I have come from Dwarka." "Oh, do you have Gopichandan?" "Yes, I have Gopichandan." And you know, it is mentioned that Gopichandan was not for sale. That Gopichandan was used on a ship to balance the ship, it is mentioned. They got a big rocks of Gopichandan, not for sailing or for the devotee's purpose to put a tilak, for balancing the ship. So Madhvacharya was so happy, "Oh, if you have this Gopichandan, then give that Gopichandan to me." And Madhvacharya took that Gopichandan, and it was very heavy. And from this, a rock or a big lump of a Gopichandan, appeared this beautiful deity of Udupi Krishna to Shripad Madhvacharya. It is mentioned that these deities are the deities which were given by Lord Krishna himself to Mother Rukmini, which were worshipped in Dwarka. The same deities were revealed to Shripad Madhvacharya, which are still there in Sri Udupi Dham. That's how he was revealed with deities. There are so many beautiful pastimes of Madhvacharya. Maharaj was mentioning he went to Goa once and he ate thousands of bananas and so many liters of milk and people were shocked. And Maharaj says he does not have any digestion problem. He even did not do the left side down also because he's a Vayuputra. He can digest. Such a great devotee of the Lord. He was mentioning that how even Madhvacharya could ask his disciples to fight with him, you know, wrestling. He told Brahmacharya should not do that, Maharaj was telling. But, you know, he even practiced the wrestling and to give some purports through that also. So that is the glory of Shripad Madhvacharya. And Shripad Madhvacharya has given some 100 or more than 100 defending the Maya, the Advaita Vad. So one of them, I would just like to read. He says, "Karma krit vyapadeshascha." He says that Shankaracharya has used the word that the instructor and the instruction giver, Arjuna and Krishna, is separate in some point of Bhagavad Gita. And he accepted that verse. So if he already accepted that Krishna and Arjuna is separate, how they can say they are one? Because in the commentary, Shankaracharya says, "Guham pravishto." Guham means heart. Pravishto means it is two people. Guham pravishta is one. Pravishto means both enters. So they both enter, the jiva and the super soul, reside in the heart, so how they can be one, they are two. And there are many. So just I'll conclude with last thing. So recently, Gauranga Darshan Puja has shared one beautiful verse on our Brahmachari group. And this is the occasion of Dashara, Lord killing Ravana within. So we can pray to Lord because that verse is devotion to the Supreme Lord can only purify our heart. So the verse is in the Padyavali. Kashayana cha bhojanadi niyaman navavane vasato vyakhyana atva muni brahavradad chittod bhavakshiyate kintu svita kalinda shailatanaya tireshu vikridito govindasya padarvinda bhajana rambhasya leshadapi. So yesterday Hari Madhupur was also very nicely mentioning that how just by increasing only the number of rounds or only the austerities or external things is not important, but the transformation of the heart is important. This verse is Kashaya Nacha Bhojanadi Niyaman. Kashayan means just changing the clothes. Nacha Bhojanadi Niyaman. Okay, let me just by regulating my diet or any other or going to the forest. Vyakhyanat, just by delivering the speech. Atva Muni Brihadvratat, or taking some great vows. Chittod Bhavakshiyate, that our heart can get purified. But it is Govindasya Padarvind. Not that one has to, you know, become a very incessant devotee of the Lord. Even just he says, Govindasya Padarvind Bhajana Arambhasya. Just when we begin the devotional service unto the Lord's lotus feet, then Leshadapi, even if little devotional service is developed towards the Lord, then the first quality of bhakti is Shubhada and Kleshaghani. So let's pray to their Lordship, Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Ji and Madan Mohan, Harita Devi and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that as they have mercifully appeared in the form of deities and also holy name through their pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada and Parampara, we can take to this holy name, and with this arrow of holy name, the anarthas in our heart get killed, and Lord will also accept us. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Ram, Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Ram Vijayatsav ki, Shri Pad Madhvacharya ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Hare Krishna.